I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 32 degrees.
And we've got a few issues, a lot of them due to the wind on the roadways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah's legislative session will look different this year in the pandemic.
But they still want participation. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the legislature has had audio feeds for years of their committee hearings and video of the floor time. This year, Senate President Stuart Adams says there will be a lot more video.
People can get online and they can attend a committee meeting, and that's where all the public comment is given, is in the committee meetings. And we've set it up so they can actually testify almost as if they were there in person.
He says they'll be doing frequent COVID testing and mask wearing and physical distancing for the lawmakers. The Capitol is currently closed to the public for safety and health reasons. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. We're monitoring that high wind warning in effect for Davis and Weber counties.
Very strong wind gusts in the canyon areas that started last night, and we're going to see some of these gusts above 50, 60, maybe even over 70 miles an hour, especially those canyons passes north of Salt Lake City. We're talking Davis County, Weber County, Box Elder County as well. Some of these gusts could, again, exceed 60 miles an hour.
Grant says we'll have calmer weather for the rest of the Wasatch Front until another storm blows in Friday night into Saturday.
Today's high winds in Weber and Davis counties have people reflecting on September's damaging windstorm that caused widespread damage. KSL caught up with Cam Lumsden, who was taking a walk in the Salt Lake Cemetery where there are still trees on the ground.
You know, trees all over the place. We had a couple homes near us that the front yards were just ripped up. A lot of it's beyond repair. Like, that's a tough task to take on.
We will continue to bring you live updates from the hardest hit areas as today's windstorm passes through.
A group of parents who are suing the Salt Lake School District for not having in-person options for school will get their day in court this morning. KSL News Radio's John Wilczek joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the plan is for parents to present evidence, which they say will demonstrate that remote learning is actually discriminatory and that it violates state guarantees of access to free public education. They also are expected to make a link between mandatory remote learning and skyrocketing failing grades. The lawsuit was filed just over a month ago, and it claims that unrealistic metrics were adopted to dictate a return to school. It should also be noted that the Salt Lake School Board will be meeting tonight. However, it's unknown if they will be discussing any plans about a return to in-person classes. Live, John Wilczek, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Security concerns continue to alter the inauguration celebration for the Biden-Harris team that gets underway tomorrow.
After the big inaugural address, of course, arguably the most consequential speech of Biden's life, normally then you head into the party, right? There's the big parade, the celebration, the packed walk to the White House, those fancy galas and balls. All of that is off the table. Instead, Joe Biden will be visiting Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath and pay his respects. And there will be a short walk. I wouldn't call it a parade. Call it parade-esque. He'll be walking down Pennsylvania Avenue. There will be some marching band. So not all the celebration is canceled, but a much safer, smaller way of marking the moment. And then into the White House.
ABC's Mary Bruce reporting.
First Lady Melania Trump has released a farewell address to the nation. ABC's Andy Field has details now from Washington.
Melania Trump on Twitter recounting highlights of her time in the White House and what appeared to be a comment about her husband's supporters who attacked the U.S. Capitol.
Always remember that violence is never the answer and will never be justified.
Last week, the First Lady condemned the Capitol violence but did not mention who incited it and said her critics used the event to spread personal attacks and accusations about her. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
New mass COVID-19 vaccination sites are giving at-risk Utahns some additional hope. UTA bus driver Richard Durant says he hasn't been able to work because he's at high risk, and he was excited to be vaccinated.
It's important to me to get back to work because I really enjoy driving the bus and the camaraderie with the other drivers.
Between the Expo Center and the Maverick Center, Salt Lake County expects to vaccinate 2,000 people a day.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.